concerted effort, phalanx, on what, for what, and why? There is knowledge. What you hear, what you read, even what you see. And then there is knowledge that is the result of what you do and observe. Mind you, all knowledge depends on observation and actually accurately identifying what worked and what didn't. Because there are thousands of things that you can see at any one time, and it is hard to know what is operative and what isn't. Most people never distinguish accurately the operative factors, and therefore need a coach who looks from the sideways view where there are less factors to contend with. What do I mean? As it is known, I am an empath and a clairsensor. Empathy is all about emotions. Clairsensing is all about feeling. Pain, pressure, movement, stuckness, inner physical dynamics. I view another person's body from the sideways view, so to say, and can clearly say what is important and what causes what. Like a pain, like pressure, like misalignment. But when it comes to my body, my discomfort, I have too many competing feelings, so it is hard for me to say what causes what. Lucky for me, I have a coach who can provide the sideways view, if I ask the correct question. And given the abundance of information, asking the correct question is a real challenge, when it comes to my own body. For example, I live in the woods. Not really, but in a wooded area of a small city, 140,000, and in the summer I am suffering with various bites. I think. Summer bites, and summer hives. As a kid I broke out in hives a lot. An awful lot. If you don't know, hives itch like hell. And it takes a little bit to figure out what caused them. Hives is one of the body's ways to get rid of toxins. I don't sweat. A lot of toxins come out with sweat, but I don't have that path for me. So it's hives. Your body needs to be reasonably clean for hives to come, and nowadays my body is reasonably clean. So what didn't visibly bother me a month or two ago, what just a month or two ago was part of the toxic load on my body, wants to come out and leave now. Muscle test says it is organic cocoa. Cocoa is always processed with chemicals. In fact, everything that comes in a bag or a can is processed with chemicals. So there you have it. The question is though, is it the cocoa powder, or is it the chemical my body is rejecting? A muscle test said, it is the cocoa. I would laugh if it were funny. It isn't. Unless you are a complete mutt, or are from South America, cocoa, chocolate is toxic for you. Not toxic enough to kill you outright, but toxic enough to make your skin ugly, to make you fat. Not the sugar, the toxins that need to be neutralized, and one of the body's ways to neutralize toxins is to bury them in fat. Okay, what did I want to write about? Oh yeah, concerted effort. What do most people do? They sample. They dabble. They spread themselves thin. Bruce Lee said famously, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. How you do anything is how to do everything. And if that how is moving to the next thing before you have mastery, then you'll do it in every area of your life. One area is capacities. Or distinctions. I have customers who want everything. But everything is the 10,000 kicks in Bruce Lee's vernacular. I am going to use myself here, one of my examples. When I came to this country, I started to participate in transformational courses. The language of those courses was totally unfamiliar to me. Even today, 35 years later, I would not know those words in my native tongue. My brother says there are no words for it there. That meant that I was an innocent. I needed to learn the words. But not the dictionary meaning, but the real meaning. How it looks. How it feels. What it does. What are the inner dynamics? About 30 words. All of them, Americans, English-speaking people, think they know them, use them abundantly and inaccurately. All of them are being words. Like integrity, authenticity, generosity, humility, even love, caring, support. One of them is concerted as in concerted effort. Choreographed, timed, in sync, in harmony, all parts working together in close formation. The secret of a successful foray into anything, like a phalanx. Instead of a strategy or tactic here and there. So how did I go about learning them? The first word was generosity. It took me 2.5 years to master it. Mostly getting clear of what it isn't, that people think it is. Giving is a control, giving is superiority, giving is enslavement device, giving is pretense, giving is begging, giving is wanting reciprocity, a deal, and so on. Many many ways giving isn't generous. Many many ways you are not generous. Many ways you are not clear. Your use of words shows me. In one course we were asked to invent ourselves with words. I said, in qua, inspiring leader of leaders. Everyone poo-pooed it. Why? Because they have their dictionary meaning, at best, of those words, not the essence, not the beauty, not the magnificence of it. And if I were a betting man, I would bet that you find it puny too. You can get to the other side of anything with one sharp tool, one spiritual capacity, like the sight. It allows you to see if you look. Looking is essential. Looking this way and that, straight, under the hood, sideways, suddenly turning around to catch your shadow. It is a huge capacity, that surprisingly includes the driftwood capacity, no need to activate it separately. I like to receive money like anyone, but I hate to receive money that shows me that you are now going to abandon your main objective, and spread yourself thin. For those who have asked me to activate it, the sight capacity can take you all the way to heaven. Heaven on earth, of course. What activates is looking. And you, my dear reader, are not in the habit of looking. Without looking nothing is possible. But looking is active. It is like a sharp knife that you wield. It is like kicking in a fight. If you don't practice it, it is like you never had it. We all get to finally looking through noticing that we are not looking. If ever. Only one in a thousand ever looks consistently. Be that one. For your own sake. What you'll see may not be pleasant, but it is always useful. Watching is not the same as looking. Watching is passive. Reading is also passive, unless you're also looking. Most of what passes for learning in this day and age is passive. No looking. Even scientists use a minuscule percentage of their time looking. Looking is serious mental work. When we add up the seconds, milliseconds I look in a day, it comes to about 3 minutes. Most of you don't even look for a second a day. The hammer exercise, collaging, the color exercise used with a distinction instead of a color, are great ways to get to a second. At present you get glimpses. Accidentally, no effort given. But you can get better. The question is, are you too effing lazy to get your arse in gear? It is not too late to join the growth course. We are at that part. Intense looking. Most participants are more interested in finding than looking. So if you join now, you can still catch up. You need to have the site active, or activated to participate. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/growth.